Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the voice of St. Louis, KMOX. Every year, for many years, I have been blessed with a delivery of unbelievable tasting items from the Greek Fest that goes on generally in the Memorial Day weekend time frame. Of course, with the pandemic, everything's had to change. But my guest, Tony Theranos, is my guest to talk about the St. Louis Greek Fest. It is going to happen, and it's modified, but it's still fantastic foods on every level, and it's going to hit every taste bud. Tony, welcome to KMOX. How are you, buddy?
Thank you very much, Bo. We appreciate the opportunity to talk about our festival, our delayed festival, if you will.
But it's happening. Like, that's good.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We finally got the people out of the dungeons and out of their basements, and we're excited to really be able to celebrate this partial festival, if you will, Bo. It's not as widespread as what our Memorial Day festival is, which is usually a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, a four-day festival where we really try to pay tribute to the American soldiers, if you will, that really liberated Greece back in World War II. So it was one way that we wanted to share our culture with the American group, if you will, of allowing us to reinstitute our own little societies here in the St. Louis area. So we're very proud of what the Americans did for us. And like I said, because of the epidemic that we had to postpone this year's festival. But the ladies have been preparing the food all along. We've got about 25 to 30 parishioners. The ladies used to get together every Wednesday and actually start preparing the food for the festivals. And they were always using these old-time recipes, if you will, handed down from generation to generation. So we're excited that we're able to at least share some of this food again with us this next coming weekend.
How many years has this been going?
Well, we started in the area we are now at 1755 De Pere Road back in 1990. So we've been doing it for quite a few years. We actually had a festival prior to that in University City, and the way the festival really got initiated is that a lot of the people driving by the old church on Delmar used to smell all this great food.
So right.
Suddenly they said, you know, what's happening? The parish council decided, you know, maybe we ought to open up to the general public. So that's how it all began, Bo. So, again, it's been a continuing process for us since 1990 here at the church.
Well, for years, I've always known that Memorial Day was coming soon because there would always be little drops at different radio stations around the area, mm-hmm. and my name would be on one of them, and I wouldn't share it with anybody until I got home. but you guys make the best baklava, or baklava, however you pronounce it.
Yeah, baklava. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's really kind of crazy because, you know, so many people have been eating at home. People have specialty restaurants they like to go to, like my wife and I like to go to a Thai restaurant up in South County, and mm-hmm. we just went there for the first time since the beginning of the year because they were offering outdoor seating. So this year you were able to get these wonderful foods out, and it's going to be a drive-through experience. It's not going to be like you mentioned, a four-day event over Memorial Day, but you can still enjoy the wonderful foods that you offer. And as I'm looking down your menu, I don't know a lot of them, but I'm a huge gyro fan. I love gyros.
Well, we're gonna have gyros there for sure this year as well. What we have really, Bo, is if people go to our website, which is www.stlgreekfest.com,
yep.
Beginning Monday, there's an order form there where you can take a look at what the menu is going to be.
Love that.
And you can actually order online, if you will. So it's all handled internet-wise. So all you have to worry about is picking the right foods, picking a time that you want to pick it up, and then drive by, and the food will be prepared and delivered directly to you at your car. It's not, like you said, Bo, we're not basically a fast food restaurant. We're not going to be Chick-fil-A. We're not Culver's. You know, we're not that kind of drive-through, because what we've really tried to do is to make sure that we're giving the same quality of food that we always have at our festival for this drive-through situation. So we're excited about it. Again, it gives our people an opportunity to really express our thanks to the public, too, if they come by and drive by and pick up some good Greek food.
Okay, Tony, I want you to help me with some of these pronunciations so people don't screw it up.
Sure.
Heck, I'm trying to figure out. Tony Therinos, right? Therinos?
That's correct.
Okay.
In fact, you're pronouncing it better than my wife. So it's pretty good, Bo.
I got that part. Okay, so is it souvlaki?
Yeah, it's souvlaki, which is basically a shish kebab plate,
okay,
is what it is. We're going to have gyro plates, which basically is you're going to have the seasoned lamb with onions, tomatoes, tzatziki, and pita bread and rice. And the souvlaki is a Greek word that we use for shish kebab. It's
okay.
Basically a pork shish kebab that's grilled on the grill. The guys will be out there first thing Friday morning cooking these things. And then we're also going to have roast chicken with rice.
I know how to pronounce that.
Yeah, that's easy, yeah.
What's that? Is it Delmades?
Yeah, Delmades. Yeah, that you pronounce it correctly, Bo. Yeah, they're stuffed grape leaves. It's rice with beef with special herbs and topped with a lemon sauce.
So good.
We'll have that. We'll have spanakopita, which is our spinach pie. We'll have the didopita, which is a cheese pie. It's four different cheeses. Of course, we'll always have that Greek salad. You know, the salads always be there. And like you said, Bo, the gyro sandwich is probably one of the most popular things that we always sell.
I finally know how to pronounce that. Gyro, right?
Gyro. It's almost without the G. It's like a G-R or G-Y sound.
Right.
So, as long as people, you know, if they can see it on the website, they won't have to worry about pronouncing it.
So. Okay. But then we've got to talk about the desserts. Now, again, I want to mention, I didn't get a drop this year of goodies to encourage me to talk about this on my radio show, but I'm glad to do it now. Baklava?
Yeah, it's called baklava.
So it is right. Okay, baklava.
Yeah, that's the standard that our ladies always make.
Yeah.
It's something that we also have at our Friday luncheons when we used to have our Friday luncheons. Baklava is going to be one of the desserts that you can purchase. Another one is called kataifi, which is shredded phyllo dough. It's filled with chopped walnuts and it's topped with a honey sauce, if you will. We also have what we call galato budico. You want to try pronouncing
it? I'm looking at the word. There ain't no way I would have got that one right.
Okay. It's basically a milk custard. It's a real sweet custard with honey, and it's delicious. It's one of my favorites.
That's fantastic.
And then we have what we call gulabiedes. They're buttered cookies with walnuts and powdered sugar. And then we always have those tea cookies. They're called gulurakia. That's kind of our Easter tea cookie that we always have at Easter time.
And what are these on? Okay, I'm looking at the menu. What are the Pepsi, Diet Pepsi? Am I saying that right?
yeah, you are.
Beverages will be available, is my point.
That's exactly right. We're going to throw those in just to make sure people don't think it's all Greek. It's going to be a little American and 90% Greek, yes.
So. You know, Tony, I got to tell you, I missed the festival in Memorial Day weekend. And for those people that normally are around during that time, we're so happy that you are doing the Greek Fest this year in a different way, drive-through, as we mentioned. Can you tell me what the money goes to? Because my wife is Catholic, and one thing that so many people missed was the fish fries of this year. And I understood, fine, I thought it was just feeding the masses with fishes like Jesus, right? But it actually funds so many programs for the Catholic churches. Can you tell me what the money goes to for you guys?
Yeah, usually it's a combination of events that they really kind of co-sponsor as such, Bo. This past year, Memorial Day weekend, we were going to be tied in with the Disabled American Veterans Association.
Wow.
I had a program started where we were going to give a certain percentage of our profit, if you will, to the disabled veterans,
sure,
giving our thanks to the American soldiers who sacrificed their lives as such. Basically, we have a number of outreach programs where the ladies, the Philoktukos Society, which is a Greek organization of the Greek women, they do a lot of outreach programs to the hospitals, to prisons. A lot of that money goes to some of those outreach programs that the ladies really sponsor as such. So there are too many to list as such, Bo, but again, a lot of the money goes, of course, to the church to help offset some of the expenses of the church, but a lot of that really goes towards the charity organizations, if you will, that we really like to sponsor.
And so many have had to fall short because of the missed events, but you guys are making it happen, and it's going to be happening for 3 days, October 16th, 17th, and 18th. And again, you can get your order in at stlgreekfest.com. That's my buddy Tony Theranos. Theranos, right?
Close enough.
Theranos. Theranos.
That's what we're trying to do. I think we are going to try to maybe distribute some pastries. We hope. It depends on what the ladies are able to do. So
no, you guys are behind the gun. We need to come to you. Don't worry about dropping anything off. Drone delivery will be set up for next year. Don't worry about that.
We appreciate that.
Where can we direct people to go to if they don't go on the website, but they still want to get in line to get the food? Where do they go?
Well, that's the only place they can actually order. But what we've tried to do is make it simple for people to be able to order the food, but also make it logistically possible that basically they don't have to pay for anything there during the drive-through. In other words, when they go to that, they click on that button on our website, that'll give them all the instructions in regard to how it's going to be paid for as such. So I'd like to alert the people that when you do come, you can't be prepared to say, oh, I forgot to order a salad to order another piece of baklava, because logistically it's going to be difficult for the people to have to go and revamp the menu, if you will, and the order forms, and then how do you collect the money, that
sure.
kind of thing. So, again, to make it simple for everyone, we try to say, hey, everything will be taken care of on the website.
Take care of it online, and you can just go and eat to your heart's
That's
content.
Correct.
That's fantastic.
That's correct.
Tony, great to talk to you again, and I wish you a ton of luck on next weekend's event. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, serving from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. But again, go to their website, stlgreekfest.com, to get your order in, and then go get in line when it's ready. Tony.
Well, we really appreciate the opportunity. Thank you for the time
to
allow us to be able to talk about our festival.
Absolutely. Keep up the great work, okay, Tony?
Thanks, Will. Appreciate it.